Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. I want to take you back to the first year that I had my son. I had awful postpartum anxiety. My hormones were everywhere. I wasn't sleeping. It was an absolute mess. And I was living the whack-a-mole lifestyle. Like, something pops up, I whack it. Something pops up, I whack it. Because I didn't have the capacity to think any farther into the future than what was happening right now. And if I didn't take care of what was happening right now, I knew I would forget. And then I would panic about it later or go down the shame spiral of just like, why don't I just tell myself all the ways that I'm an awful human? You can't get together. Why can't you figure this out? This shouldn't be this hard. And I truly forgot who and what really mattered because I spent so much time beating myself up for what I didn't do right. And if you're in that same spot where you're constantly beating yourself up for what you don't do right, and all your energy is going towards replaying the mistakes and worrying and panic and shame, know that it can be different. That you can feel confident in how you show up every day for you, for your family, for your friends, but most importantly, you. You deserve to love your life. You deserve to like your life. You deserve to wake up and be happy or even just neutral if it's not such a great day, to feel neutral about the day. Yes, seasons of hardship are expected and life is hard. But when you're in that season for years, like we got to wrap this biz up and make some changes because that's not the way to live life and you don't have to. Whether you are a stay-at-home mom with littles who can't see the floor of your car or your home, you're a homeschooling mom and your kids are always around, you're working outside the home and you never have enough time to plan, or you're an entrepreneur mama and you're trying to build your business and be a present parent, this is the place to be to get your ish together. I have been teaching my ADHD-friendly planning system for over 2 years to over 150 moms, and I've also been using it myself for the past 5 years. Before that, I taught middle school, so I was teaching 12-year-olds how to plan. I have ADHD myself, so I understand how hard it is to figure out the steps that make sense. The way that I plan now is so different than how I had planned before I had kids, and so different than how I planned when I was just learning about my ADHD, because I didn't know what I didn't know about ADHD, and I was trying to do everything like everyone else did it. But here's the thing. This works. This week, I'm sharing a series that will help you set up your week well. It's all about goal setting with ADHD, and specifically the goal that we're talking about is planning your week. I want you to be able to feel less stress every day because you have a plan that you know is going to work. I'm going to be sharing several strategies this week. So if you want the notes, go download them over on my website. It's patriciasung.com/ADHD-goal-setting. So patriciasung.com/ADHD-goal-setting. It will also be in the show notes here in the episode so that you can follow along and know the questions that I'm asking and jot down your thoughts, making it super easy to work through this for you. Now, I'm always super straight with you. So this mini series is kicking off the start of a meetup that I'm going to be hosting coming up in December. I've been meeting with my students every week for over a year and a half, and it is so good. Being able to hear other moms who are dealing with the same issues that you are means you know that you're not alone. You're not broken. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. There are other people whose brains work just like yours does, or very similarly, and you know it's not you. So starting in December, these meetups will be open to anyone, not just the students in my class. And I'm going to share all that with you very soon. And if you're ready to meet up, like, hey, let's go. You still got to wait to the end of the week to sign up. But I want you to know that this is for you. It's here. This community is waiting for you. It is $27 for the month, which is less than a coffee run each week. So, you know, I'm not telling you not to have your coffee. What I'm saying is you're already spending a couple dollars on something that makes you happy and is gone in a couple of minutes or sits there cold and you forget about it. Like, this meeting, hanging out with people who get you, is so valuable. Hands down, I know it's worth that couple of dollars that you're spending every week. Having ADHD-friendly accountability and community matters. And because I like to reward the impulsivity that usually gets us into trouble, you will also be getting a VIP bonus, a very impulsive person bonus, at the end of this week to try it out for just a couple bucks. So if you are listening in real time, you can find that coupon code in your inbox. Make sure you're on my email list. We're going to talk all about it later this week. Now, I know that you could possibly be thinking, Patricia, next month is December. The holidays are too hard. I am not learning anything new. Like, I can't possibly put anything else on my plate. It's too much. I don't have time to plan. I don't have time to build a new habit. Like, it's too much. And what I want to say to you is, first of all, this is not complicated. You can totally do it. Like, if I can get fifth graders to figure out how to plan, I promise I can help you do it. Second, I have ADHD, so this is super ADHD friendly. And third, when you are overwhelmed, that is the season that you need it most. That busy, stressful time is when you need the most support, not the least support, the most support. Back to school, summer chaos, holidays, new kids. Like, that is the time where you need more support, not less support. Figuring out how to plan your week has never been this easy. I'm going to show you how, and we are going to make a difference in your life. We're going to make it happen. Now, this is a multi-part series. We're going to have an episode multiple days in a row so that you can dig in and figure out how do you make goal setting ADHD friendly, ADHD style. And today is just part one. So I figured out today's step through years of teaching middle school. So little known fact, I actually taught an all-boys school for several years, middle school. I taught public school before that. And I always say that if I can teach a bunch of 12-year-olds how to plan, to use a planner, to get their crap together, I can surely help you, I promise. So the goal of today's episode is to show you the three critical ingredients to making an ADHD-friendly plan. One, learning in a language that makes sense to you. Two, proactively lowering your stress. And three, using your strengths. This is what I've learned and what I'm sharing with you, how to make an ADHD-friendly plan. Step one is learning in a language that makes sense to you. You have probably heard 100 different ways to plan. People have explained to you that you should use a planner, that you should use a calendar, that you should plan this or that. You know all of this. But when people whose brains don't work like ours try to explain it, it's like you're trying to learn in French when you speak Russian. And it doesn't matter how well they explain something. When you don't understand the language they are explaining it in, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get it. When you learn how to do something from someone who speaks ADHD, it's in your language. You understand what they're saying. It just makes sense. That's why you're here, why you listen to my podcast and not the other 47 million parenting podcasts or productivity podcasts, because this one makes sense to you. Because I speak your language. I get what you need because I think like you do. Our brains speak the same language and then it makes sense. You can do all of these things when you're not trying to make it look like what everybody else makes it look like, when it makes sense for you. You know you need a plan, but everyone's explanation of like how to plan doesn't make sense because they're speaking a different language. But why do we need a plan? Like, we know this, but like, really, why? Our goal is to be proactive versus reactive. When we're proactive, that means that we are creating or controlling the situation by causing something to happen rather than responding to it after it already happened. So being proactive means we're choosing how things go. Being reactive means we're just dealing with whatever pops up. And that feels very out of control. That's where we get the whack-a-mole lifestyle. Like, this problem popped up, I bop it on the head. This problem popped up, I bop it on the head. When we are proactive about it, we are then imparting some level of control. Obviously, there's some things that we just can't control in life. But on the things that we do control, like we're choosing when laundry pops up, we're choosing when dishes pop up, we're choosing when we're going to decorate the house for the holidays pops up. That means that we can do it in a way that fits us rather than reacting in the moment and trying to figure it out on the fly. We are creating our reality more than the reality is creating our situation that we then have to figure out a way to deal with. Now, I've said this before, like every time you plan, 1 minute of planning saves you 10 minutes later on, which, you know, is great. That's super valuable. We all want more time, especially as moms. We're always on a time crunch. There's always so much to do. But there's a piece to this that's more valuable that I don't think I've touched on before. And that is that when you are planning, how do you feel? If you feel panicked when you're planning, then that means that you don't actually know how to plan. Like you don't know what to do. Because if you knew what to do, you wouldn't be panicked about it, right? So when you know how to plan, see point I just made, because I explained it in a way that makes sense. When you know what to do next, you're like, okay, step two, I got it. Know how to do that. That planning, well, yes, it's like brain work. You're doing it from a more calm place because you have the time and the space to think. I've been talking about this a lot in therapy, is that I need a lot of time and space to think, to process. I need a lot of time and space. You probably do too. So when you're planning and you have the time and space to think about something and think about how you want it to go and what you want it to look like, that planning time is more calm. So if you think about like next month, say you have 3 birthdays that you need to prepare for. If you are preparing to go get that gift for somebody, when you're doing it ahead of time, it's like, okay, cool. I'm going to go look online. I spend 15 minutes doing a little Amazon perusing. I figure out what I'm going to buy. Click, purchase, here we go. It took me 10, 20 minutes, depending on how much you like to research. Maybe you went down a rabbit hole, but let's not get on that tangent. So if we consider that, even if we went down the rabbit hole, that time that we were considering like what we want to get that person is a lot more calm. It's leisurely. I'm like, do I want to get them this one? Maybe I should get it in this color. And it's a calm minute. When you think about when you forget about the birthday and then you're like, oh crap, that birthday's today. We still haven't bought a present. And here you are, you know, a couple hours before the party starts, you got to run to the store. You're looking around aimlessly. You're kind of panicking as you run around Target. And then you're like, oh, I don't know what to get them. This is, and then you just grab something. And then it's like, oh, this isn't thoughtful. You're such a jerk. Why don't you think about people more? Oh, you forgot a gift bag. Now you're going to be late to the party. You still have to get the other 2 gifts that we haven't even talked about yet. And all that stress in that time where you're buying that present took extra time because you were wandering aimlessly around Target. You had to drive there. All that stuff. It's not like you just picked up the gift on whatever run you were making 3 weeks ago. It's all done in a panic. It's stressful. And that's the part that I don't think we think about enough, is that yes, having 1 minute plan saved us 10 minutes. That's great. I do appreciate that as a mom. But more importantly, that 1 minute I planned calmly is a lot better than the 10 minutes I ran around like a lunatic, stressed out, beating myself up, telling myself I'm an awful human being. That 10 minutes is very stressful. So if you're spending 10 minutes to find the gift in a calm way, times 10, that's like the hour and a half that you're running around in a panic on stress that you didn't need. Like this is the ADHD tax in a nutshell. Not to mention, like I said, you haven't even gotten the other 2 gifts yet. So you could have shopped for all those things at once, ordered them all, wrapped them all at one time, and saved yourself a lot of time, effort, and stress. And instead, you're making 3 different panic Target runs and then telling yourself you're an awful human. This matters so much. And I'm like, Patricia, don't get off on a tangent today. Stay with the point. But the stress level that we carry greatly influences our ADHD symptoms. Like the more stressed we are, the front of our brain shuts off. That's where we do all of our executive functioning, and our logic brain is doing like the critical thinking, the problem solving. And when we are stressed, all that part of our brain shuts off. Not to mention like the physical implications that come with all that stress. When we are stressed, our body carries that. It affects our blood pressure, our immune system, our like every part of our body is affected when we're feeling that extra stress. We get snippy at our family. Then we feel bad for being like, how can you talk to your family like that? What's wrong with you? It's like all those things layer in and create more and more stress. So when you can do the planning ahead of time and you know what to do, you know what step one is, you know what step two is, then that ADHD-friendly plan is saving you time, but it's more importantly saving you stress. And in that, all that like negative self-talk just reinforces how we don't trust ourselves. You know you best. When you're beating yourself up for not doing it how everyone else does it, like that's such a waste of energy. Instead of moving forward, you're using all that energy to take yourself down. And like, I don't blame you. Don't get me wrong. I did that for like the first 40 years of my life. So I get it. When you can lean into doing things the way that makes sense for you, then you're taking that energy. And instead of telling yourself how terrible you are, you're using that energy to move forward. So I want you to think about how can you make the plan for your goal setting fit what you're already doing and then make it better to fit you better. How do you lean into like what you need, what fits you best, what makes sense for you, and do more of that, okay? So for example, if we're talking about planning, and a lot of moms will be like, I really feel like I need like a different planner. If I just had the right planner, that would solve my problem. Or like, I really need the right app. If I just had an app to keep track of everything. And we're like looking for these different systems to solve our problems. And never do we start with, like, what do you do automatically? When you think of something on your to-do list, you're like, ooh, I got to make sure I remember this. What do you do? If you need to think about it for a sec, like hit pause, think about it for a sec and keep going. What do you do when you think of something you need to do? Where do you put it? What do you do with that information so you don't forget it? Some people will do it immediately. Some people will write it like on a post-it note and add it to the collection of the other 47 post-it notes they've got sitting around. Some people will make a note in their phone. Some people will just keep it all in their head. If you're somebody who does it immediately, sometimes that's really great. Like if it's something that takes you less than 2 minutes, they say like, hey, just do it right now. But if it's something that's going to take you more than 2 minutes, are you asking yourself like, does this matter right now? Is this urgent? Is this important? Is this the thing I need to be doing right now? We don't. That's not how our brains work, right? That's how we get on these rabbit trails of like, oh, I was supposed to be doing something else right now. And now, look, I just spent an hour doing this other thing. I was supposed to do the laundry and instead I reorganized my pantry. Ugh. I remember that I forgot to order school pictures. Then I got on my phone and I looked at this thing, then that thing and followed this rabbit hole. All of a sudden, I'm like, I still haven't ordered pictures. And I also did not remember to go pick up my kid. Like, is that working for you? Some people write it down. If you're someone who writes them down, how can you get all those notes in one place? Or how can you set a timer to go around your house and collect up all the notes so they get to one place? If you like to keep everything in your phone, if that's your go-to place, pick one place for all your notes to go and keep it there. Whether that's your notes app. If you're dumping everything on your calendar, which if you're hearing me on that soapbox, your calendar is on a to-do list. But if you are, put them in one spot, your designated spot for like when you're actually going to go deal with those things. Don't just throw everything on your whole to-do list on the calendar and expect you to get it all done. Put them in one place together and then move them where they need to go later. But like, where's the one place that it can go? Some people are like, well, I just keep it all in my head. It's not working for you. Do you actually remember all the things? I don't. Streamline yourself down to one system for each type of information. It doesn't matter which one, but pick the one that makes sense for you. It always baffles me when, it doesn't baffle me. I'm never surprised because I see this all the time. Like maybe I should say like, it makes me kind of chuckle. When I have a mom who has like 57 post-it notes that she brings to our meeting and we're like sorting it out and she's like, well, I really want to find the right app. And I'm like, but you're a paper person. Why do you want an app? You paper. You're a paper person. You don't need an app. I don't yell at people like that. That's what I yell in my head. And then I calmly talk about how we want to lean in to what's making sense and how can we make sense for you. Just FYI. There's a lot of yelling in my head sometimes. I'm like, this is not what we need. Focus, Patricia. How do we get there? Let's make it happen. Okay. Find the system that works for you. It doesn't matter which one you pick. Pick the one that you're already doing. Don't invent a new system. Take what you're doing, make it work for you. Now, a very key piece of information for those of us with ADHD is you don't have to have the exact same kind of system for every piece of information. So like if you are the kind of person who, okay, let me show you what I do. For me, when I write down events, like time-sensitive events, they always go into my digital calendar because I always have that with me so that way I know where I'm supposed to be. And if you're like, what is this magical system you have, Patricia? I teach it in daily planning if you want to learn it, okay? Now, for me though, like I am also a paper person when it comes to my to-do list. So my to-do list goes on my weekly schedule for paper, and then I sort them out later. So all the key infos for to-dos go in the paper, and then I sort them later. All the key information for calendar goes in the digital calendar. They don't have to be the same thing for all the things. Like, they're different kinds of information, so I have them in different places. That's okay. Lean into your natural choice. Do not redo all of you to fit some new system you think you need. You can apply this to anything new that you are learning, is learn how you learn best. Lean into your natural gifts. Now, I'm sure you're thinking like, this sounds great, Patricia, but I'm going to gather all this stuff together and I'm never going to look at it again. I got you covered. That is coming in the next episode. Hang tight. We're going to talk about that. Today is all about creating the ADHD-friendly system that makes sense for you. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about following through and making it happen. Today, it's about, is the plan something that makes sense for you? So we learned today that one, the first critical step in making an ADHD-friendly plan is learning in a language that makes sense to you, like learning for someone who speaks ADHD. Number two is proactively lowering your stress so that you can keep your thinking brain online. And step three is using your strengths and leaning into that to make the system fit you, not change you to fit the system. So if this was helpful for you, I hope that you will share it with another mama friend who feels like a hot mess, because we are changing the world one family at a time. I will see you back here tomorrow, and I will talk to you then. Successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.